Penny?
Going back to Malachi, because that was so hammered in from the Port of Faith Church that I'm part of. So I know it's not about the body of Christ. What was the time period? When were they referring to this, open the windows of heaven, pouring out a blessing? Is that referring to back in the day of Israel, when they were under the law, or is this something you preach from?
I believe that we're talking about, well, first of all, it absolutely is about Israel. I'll just go back there. Malachi 3:10, where it says, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse so that there may be food in my house, and test me now in this, says the Lord God, and if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing till it overflows. And it goes back to Israel not giving God his due. Now, if you go back to Leviticus 26, you'll see that there's a connection between how Israel treats God with the blessings or the cursings that go with Israel. So what God is doing, I believe, is telling them that if you bless me, I'll bless you. So it's one of the blessings that would be given to Israel, that he would bless them abundantly. But he's saying, no, you haven't been doing that. You've been withholding your offerings. You haven't been giving what I told you to do in the Mosaic Law. But the promise in Leviticus says that if you obey my law and do what I tell you, then I'll bless you abundantly. You'll have blessing after blessing after blessing. And so I think this is kind of reiterating that. Is that kind of makes sense? So it really has to do with Israel. It has to do with the promises God gave to Israel specifically for the blessings and cursings that don't belong to the church, the body of Christ, but they belong to Israel, and it goes back to God's, it's almost a covenant with them, a conditional covenant. That goes back to Leviticus 26.
So would that then have initially to do with the period of time when Malachi was writing, but then perhaps also for when the prophetic program begins again and God is dealing with Israel again?
I believe this will be coming up in the... Well, this would go back to Israel's time just before God stopped speaking to Israel during the 400-year gap. And the prophet is telling them to go back to the law. And when they probably refuse that... Now, I don't know if it relates to the tribulation specifically or not. It seems to, because we're talking about the end times, but sometimes the end times could be mixed in with things that were going on at that time.
It seems like good news for the Jews that he's going to, you know, pour out the blessings again. So maybe it's for either the millennial kingdom or time after.
Yeah, but there's something about the kingdom where the nations bring tithes too.
Well, the problem is, of course, Israel went against God and turned their back on God, didn't want anything to do with God. And so God is, first of all, he talks about the refiner's fire. And then he comes in and starts telling them, well, you need to obey me. And this very well could be during the tribulation period. And so as they need to be obedient to him, and it's maybe another call to Israel to be obedient and follow the Mosaic Law. But he says here in verse, if we continue on, verse 5 says, I will draw near to you for judgment. I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers and against the adulterers. These are people in Israel now. And against those who swear falsely, and against those who oppress the wage earners in his wages, the widow and the orphan, and those who turn aside the alien, and do not fear me, says the Lord of hosts. Now he just got done telling about the refiner's fire, that we're going to get rid of these people. Now he goes back that there is something coming up in the future, but now he goes back to that time that Israel brought in these people into Israel. For I, the Lord, do not change, therefore you, O sons of Jacob, are not consumed. So in other words, I'm still saving you, even in spite of what you're doing. From the days of your fathers, you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you. And then he goes into, part of it is doing what he's supposed to be doing here in giving God what's due him. Verse 8, will a man rob God, yet you are robbing me? But you say, how have we robbed you in tithes and offerings? You are cursed with a curse, for you are robbing me, the whole nation of you. And then he goes into bring the whole tithe, and this was something that was mandated by the Mosaic Law. They had to give the tithes. They also stole, if you will, the Sabbath days. They didn't keep the Sabbath. And those number of years in the Sabbath that they didn't keep relate to the number of years they went into when Babylonians came and the Assyrians came and took them away. When the Babylonians took Jerusalem, they were brought into exile, and it was for that 70 years that made up the number of days that they didn't observe the Sabbath. So God was taking back his Sabbath days by taking them out of the land. And so God here is doing the same thing with the other tithes and offerings that were due him according to the Mosaic Law. Yeah, Mary?
Oh, just a comment. You know, the tithes, we think today that it's just money. But the tithes was, you know, whatever they earned. I mean, I'm a flight attendant. I would have brought peanuts. You know, I mean, how it is.
And you're talking literally, too, aren't you?
But it was of the corn and of the wheat and of their animals and of their fruit.
Yes, they had all kinds of offerings they had to bring. And they had to bring part of their crop. They had to bring their animals. They had to bring whatever they had and bring it to the Lord. And they weren't doing that. They were keeping it for themselves. But God says, if you would follow me and follow the law, I would bless you way more than you could even handle. And so that's what this verse is about here, is God's blessing.
It's the whole group that had to do it, not just the individual, right? Mm-hmm. The individual Jew, it wouldn't matter. But I would just hate that. The whole group to do it.
A bunch of socialists.
Yes.
And that's one reason it didn't work. And the leadership was at fault. If the leadership were firm in the Lord, then the rest of the country would follow. And that's why those, when Israel didn't accept the Messiah, it was because the leadership didn't accept the Messiah. Same with this country. When we turn our back on Israel, have we turned our back on Israel?
Yes.
We haven't, but we have as a nation, right? And it's not us doing it. It's our leaders who are doing it. And so where the leaders go, the country goes.